Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me as we take a look at the astrological energies from March 13th until March 20th as we move through a very important energy here in the zodiac wheel. And that is, we are closing out a full annual cycle that will begin again when the sun enters Aries on March 19th. At 11:06 p.m. that's Eastern time. So until we reach that threshold of the sun in Aries arriving at 0 degrees, we are also in this very open energy that wants you to release, wants you to detach and dissolve anything that has become a burden or too heavy, anything that is no longer needed for the new energy cycle that will commence in Aries season. The last week of Pisces is very important. And when we're intentional with this energy, we can learn a lot because this is the perfect time to reflect on what you have been moving through over the past year since the last Aries equinox back in March 2023. What have you come to understand about yourself? What has been important for your healing and your growth? What has strengthened you? What has brought you into a new sense of confidence and alignment with your authentic energy? It's the perfect time to really see that in yourself, to reflect upon what you have been consciously understanding and working with on your journey, and also how you can surrender from expectations, how you can step back and allow anything that you've put your energy into that's been too much. It hasn't brought about something that you need. Perhaps there's things that you're also seeing here are taking you off your path or taking you out of alignment with what you feel you are creating and moving towards next. This is the energy of dissolving our attachments, surrendering the ego, allowing ourselves to be lighter. And Pisces being a feminine energy, it's fascinating how the zodiac wheel ends in this feminine energy of not only trusting yourself more, but also strengthening your energetic connection to spirit, to your God self, to the universe, the angels, whatever you call it, whatever it means to you. The terminology isn't even important so much as the energetic connection. And this is basically a beautiful time to get closer to your God self, to allow for listening, integrating, really hearing more of what you're meant to understand now. And in Pisces, it's meant to be both soft and strong, sort of like a loud whisper or something that comes through that you're meant to take a deep breath and look at, does this align with me? Does this ground me? Does this center me? And it isn't connected to the mind or expectations or anything from the past. It isn't connected to your ego or what we have identified as our sense of self. In fact, Pisces wants to dissolve your government-issued ID card. It wants you to remember you're more than just this lifetime. And what this also brings up is a deeper understanding of your journey, because Pisces is an ending energy at this point, and how you end is how you begin. How you end is how you begin. And that's why it's important to have this reflection and insight into, what am I closing out and releasing? Where am I unhooking myself, cutting cords, stepping away, completing, so that I can begin again with a new understanding of what matters to me now, where I don't have to take all of this stuff with me from the old cycle. In fact, I want to be free from it. So you could have some personal realizations and insights here. You could have a sense of freedom, of just being released, and now is the right time for that. The Pisces energy wants you to take the very best forward and leave the rest. And so you might even see where your energy has been going outside of you, where you've been invested in others or in an outcome or in something at work or in something with your family. Are you able to detach more and allow deeper trust to carry you forward? Because sometimes the more we can detach from others, it's actually a beautiful gift we give ourselves and we give to them. Because every single person, whether they choose to believe it or not, or whatever is correct for them, is on some type of deeper journey, energy journey, spiritual journey, whatever they want to call it. And the people in your world who perhaps have no interest in any of this stuff, they're not interested in spirituality, they don't care about belief systems, they really don't want to hear about astrology or energy or anything. You know, this could be a lifetime where they're taking a break from that because maybe they were heavily invested in that in a previous lifetime. Maybe they did something so intentional with their energy that now they're just taking a pause or taking a break in this lifetime. We don't know. We don't know what everyone's journey is. And in fact, it's none of our business. This is where you allow yourself to detach, come back to your energy field, and strengthen your connection to your God self, your spiritual self, your soul, your higher self, whatever it is for you, and know that that's what you're ready to further trust as we move forward. This energy of the week is actually pretty quiet until about March 17th. So depending on when you're listening to this, there are no major astrological energies, aspects, or transits occurring until the sun is conjunct Neptune at 27 degrees on March 17th. And I'll get to that in just a moment. Basically, this is a week of deep spiritual reflection, of allowing your intuition to support you, to be something that you can trust. And the thing with intuition is that we feel it, sense it, receive it before there's proof. And that's the trust. Because you can deeply question it, you can doubt it, you can push it away, you can basically shut it down. But this is a week of opening it up in whatever that means for you and allowing it to just be something playful and light. Almost like there's nothing to lose. Just try it. Just see what happens. You know, just allow it to be an energy that you are deeply integrating and trusting for your best and highest good. Now, as the sun approaches the conjunction to Neptune at 27 degrees of Pisces, not only is this an annual conjunction with Neptune, but it's also squaring the galactic center, which is at 27 degrees of Sagittarius. And there's a few energies that are going on here. First of all, when the sun is conjunct an outer planet, we consider those generational planets because they move so slowly and they are working with millions of people, especially based on your birth year. So the sun conjunct Neptune, an outer planet, brings in a generational focus to what your lineage, your ancestors, your family is actually experiencing through this conjunction in Pisces, meaning there is more that can be revealed or come up here when the sun is working with a generational planet. It brings up the influence of your family on your spiritual beliefs, on what your family lineage has practiced through the generations, through the centuries even, around energy, around Neptunian principles. And do keep in mind that we only have Neptune in Pisces for a few more years. In fact, next year, 2025, is when Neptune first enters Aries, then will retrograde back into Pisces, then will fully enter Aries in 2026. And we've been talking about Neptune and Pisces since 2011. But keep in mind, this energy is fading out. It isn't going to be part of our focus. And the energy shifts a lot when Neptune moves into Aries. So there's something here that you're meant to deeply understand about your own spiritual roots, about where you've come from through that lens of spiritual practices and customs. Perhaps it's even something that you don't have concrete facts about, which is very Neptunian, but you sense it, or you have a hint, or something keeps speaking to you, like you keep getting these messages that are pulling at your energy, and you're like, I wonder if this has been important for my own lineage, or maybe through multiple lifetimes. There's always something bigger at play when a planet is conjunct Neptune, and when it's the sun, it brings our focus consciousness to these themes. And you could be receiving some really clear messages through your dream state, especially this week, because the veil is very, very thin. The energies are really open. And if you wanted to receive a particular message or understanding, you can certainly set your expectations to do so, to be receptive for that incoming knowledge. So please trust that and allow that to be something that you work with at this time, because the sun brings in warmth. The sun brings in light. There's something that can open up for you and make sense, especially what's been hidden, what has been secretive or basically been kept away from your full understanding. This could be an opening into a bigger story around even spiritual gifts that are passed down between generations. You know, sometimes they skip a generation, or so they say. And that could be because one person doesn't want to deal with psychic senses in this lifetime, or they don't want to be clairvoyant, or they're not interested in doing anything with energy or intuition. So keep in mind too that you might see this in your children, in siblings, in those around you, but I'm just feeling that as a strong energy with the sun conjunct Neptune. Now, it's also squaring the galactic center at 27 degrees of Sagittarius, and this influence of both the sun and Neptune in Pisces making that square is a removal of our expectations, opinions, judgments, righteousness. It can dissolve and remove the lower expressions of Sagittarius energy. And that can be uncomfortable. That could be sort of like, oh, I've been so rigid about this, or I always thought this was right, this was correct. And this could be a week where something opens up and you just realize, oh, wow, I wasn't accurate with that. Or I thought I knew, I thought I really knew. And it turns out I don't know. So the Pisces influence is strong, and as it works with the galactic center, it reminds us to stay open to our own evolutionary cycle, to not be too rigid in what we are expecting or anticipating, to stay open to the magic of the universe, the magic of the unknown, and that Pisces wants us to remember that anything can be created, anything can be newly created once we detach, surrender, and step away. So the dissolving has to happen in order for the pieces to come together in a new form in the new cycle. So this week, you could feel that. You could feel that your ego has to detach from something. That's also what the galactic center can bring up for us when it's activated here through a square, is that there's a deconstruction of a part of our sense of self that is ultimately meant to serve us, even if it feels like the ego takes a hit. Or you have to eat humble pie because you were wrong, like you didn't have enough information or something was missing. And of course, I'm just giving some very general understandings of the energy. But this is a week to keep the energy open so that you can allow things to basically reveal themselves without thinking you have to control it, or actually that you can control it. Because these are some very powerful cosmic forces that are taking us out of our human limitations, our human perceptions. It's basically taking us off planet to gain a different perspective. And just as I said that, I got the visual of people moving off planet more easily with these energies. That doesn't necessarily mean through death. I mean as something where their energy goes through portals and moves through some very interesting energy experiments to go to other realms, which is absolutely happening right now. There's tons of experiments on off-planet travel of people people being able to move and go to other planets, timelines, energy experiences. I feel like this week is actually an easier time period for those experiments as well. Now, with all this Pisces energy floating around us, since we have not only the Sun and Neptune in Pisces, but Venus in Pisces and Saturn in Pisces, it can be easier to feel that you're disconnected, you can't focus, the details are harder to come by. Well, we do have at least Mercury now in Aries, and this is a Mercury that helps you get your street smarts back. It helps you cut through the BS. It helps you make some decisions and just be clearer in what you want, in what your priorities are, and what is essential right now. So this Mercury is going to be in Aries until the middle of May, and that's because of an upcoming retrograde that begins on April 1st. The retrograde starts at 27 degrees of Aries and will travel back to 16 degrees of Aries. So at this time, Mercury is not in his shadow zone. He is helping you be decisive. He's helping you understand more of what you need to get done and focus on, as well as helping you hone in on the truth. Because a lot of the Pisces influence can make things very unclear, can bring up some big mysteries. And there's a few things happening right now that are quite unsettling, that are quite disturbing, and people want the truth. And I hope that this Mercury in Aries will force the issue, will bring about those truth revelations, especially as Mercury will be conjunct the North Node in Aries at 15 degrees on March 18th. And I am referencing the true North Node when I say that. And this is where Mercury has an announcement to make. He is at that North Node point where he wants to declare where he's going. Now, because he's going to be retrograde for most of April, there will be things he'll have to think through and talk out before that clear action is really going to be beneficial. But Mercury conjunct the North Node in Aries has a message to declare, has something important to express. So this could also be a time when you're aware of your own internal narrative, where you're aware of something you are telling yourself or you've been saying to yourself, and you're realizing it's time to course correct. Because as a planet is conjunct the North Node, there's something here that you're ready to move towards that is brand new, especially in Aries. And it's something that you weren't ready for, but now you see it. Now you're able to think it through and to communicate it in a way that actually feels quite personal, inspiring, and good for your growth. That's also one of Aries' driving intentions, is I want to grow and I want to create something as well. So there's a creative urge here, and it could be that you're feeling like there's something you need to express, you need to get off your chest. You want to do so perhaps in a way that is honoring your authenticity, and also could feel like you're having to summon confidence and courage. So Mercury conjunct the North Node is helping to strengthen your perceptions as well as the throat chakra and what needs to be expressed. I'm actually seeing it as the throat chakra also working powerfully with the root chakra. And there could be something in alignment there where you're ready to go for it or do something and talk about it. So again, I feel like this Mercury in Aries is helping to see through illusions, lies, distractions. It wants to get to the truth and it wants to put it out there. With the upcoming retrograde, however, it's important to take a beat, to think it through. I will have a separate podcast for you discussing this Mercury retrograde in Aries, which I think is going to be a good thing. I actually feel like this Mercury retrograde, the slowdown, is going to support this Mercury, which can move too fast, speak too quickly, eat too many of his statements. Like, basically, this will help you prevent making a mess or being too impatient if it's used wisely. So after Mercury makes that conjunction to the North Node in Aries, then we see the Sun enter Aries. And this is on March 19th. It is the equinox. It is celebrated as the solar holiday of Ostara. And it's also International Astrology Day. So when the Sun is at 0 degrees of Aries, which we call the Aries point. Now, obviously, that makes sense when the Sun is at 0 degrees of Aries. But in fact, every 0 degree point of the cardinal signs is referenced as an Aries point. And that's because of how the cardinal signs in Western tropical astrology initiate and begin each of the four seasons of the year. And so we would now have 0 degrees of Aries initiating spring. Well, when the Sun is at 0 degrees of Cancer, that's also called an Aries point as it initiates summer in the Northern Hemisphere. 0 degrees of Libra is also an Aries point, and so is 0 degrees of Capricorn. So it makes sense, of course, when we're referencing it when the Sun is in Aries, but just something to note that it occurs for all of the cardinal signs. So we clearly have a day of powerful beginnings, and it would be wise to use it intentionally for yourself. To honor this as a new beginning in yourself, you can look at which house in your chart you have 0 degrees of Aries, as this is where these new cycles commence for you every year at this time. And you might have a deeper understanding of what you're ready to begin. Because if you have 0 degrees in Aries in the second house, well, that could explain perhaps why second house matters are so important for you right now. And that's going to be very different than if you have 0 degrees of Aries in your seventh house, in your 11th house, in your fourth house. So notice where this cycle begins for you personally in your natal astrology chart. And this is where the energy is opening up to call in new creations, new chapters, and to work with these energies. Now, I mentioned how the astrological cycle ends with the feminine energy of Pisces, and now it begins with that masculine energy of Aries. Let's go. Let's move it forward. Let's get it started. There could be a new force rising up within you, new determination, and a new desire to create something in your life, in your world, that is in perfect resonance with who you are now. Now, this time of year always reminds me of a Walt Whitman poem called Song of the Open Road. Now, this was written in the mid-19th century and was part of his Leaves of Grass published book. Song of the Open Road is a longer poem. I'm not going to read it, don't worry. But it has some beautiful messages in it that beautifully connect with both Pisces and Aries themes. And it's about being lighthearted, doing something new, trusting in yourself. And this poem has been deeply analyzed, and there's some really beautiful stanzas around trusting oneself, which is, for example, he says, "Henceforth, I ask not good fortune. I myself am good fortune." And he talks about being strong and that the earth is here to support us, that the stars are above us in perfect harmony. It describes that the unseen is here and that we're a part of all of it. It's about seeing the environment with fresh eyes and new potentials. And there's a resurgence of faith, of feeling that you're powerful and you're ready. He says, "I am larger, better than I thought. I did not know I held so much goodness." So I find that this particular poem brings up optimism, reminds us of what is possible. It has this revival energy to it. And I feel like it's always such a beautiful one to read or understand this time of year when we can feel ready for what's next, ready for the next version of ourselves or for whatever we're choosing or moving towards. And to know that we travel with so many things that innately support us. There's also a theme of independence here as we move into Aries season. The independence to be on your own path, to know that the universe supports what you are called towards, and that there are also complexities within independence, because we're never completely independent or free from others. That is part of our human experience of needing connection, a tribe, solid relationships, not to mention our responsibilities. So there's an energy here, though, that wants you to check in if you're remaining true to yourself, and to just take note of that, to take stock of it, because that could be part of what you're feeling needs to course correct, or even something you've been sensing, especially with the current eclipse cycles that we're in. So we are approaching our first eclipse of 2024, which is the March 25th Libra lunar eclipse at 5 degrees. And we are in eclipse energies since the Pisces new moon on March 10th, which was at 20 degrees. That initiated the eclipse cycle, because that's the new moon that leads to the Libra full moon lunar eclipse. And the Pisces energy, as we've discussed, is quieter. It's softer. You feel like something's brewing. You could feel that the downloads are coming through. The messages are getting louder. Your intuition is getting stronger. There's something speaking to you that you're meant to trust and sit with. And then here comes this Libra lunar eclipse that could feel like it opens things up in a very significant way. Now, I'll talk more about that in next week's show, but it's important to note that that is part of what we're moving towards, is that lunar eclipses bring about change. And there could be parts of your life that are going to be eclipsed, meaning there are things you're going to see that are out of balance. They're not working for you. It's not a true connection, or it's not a true equal give and take, which is what Libra wants. Libra wants healthy partnerships, healthy communications, healthy choices. And it could be something that you're sensing is, yeah, I think I'm ready to do this better. And that's important to note, because when the sun is in Aries, there's personal responsibility here. It's not like the universe is just going to allow you to put the blame or the credit on someone else. This is where the sun in Aries says, okay, what's your role? What do you want? What matters to you? And make sure that that's what's put on the table, that that's what's offered, or that's what's discussed. And so we're going to see relational shifts and changes, especially ones that are out of balance, but also improvements. This can be wonderful for leveling up in your connections. This can show you what you maybe have held back, or you weren't sure if your partner was on the same page. This could be opening up a new joint goal or endeavor. And that's also important for any kinds of long-term relationships, friendships, marriages, connections, is what do we have in common? What are we doing together? Where are we sitting side by side and moving in the same direction? And this could be something that is revealed, because especially in our busy modern lives, you know, one person's over there, one person's over there. You only see each other at dinner time, or you only catch up through the weekend, or whatever it might be. This is where you could say, you know, I want more from this. I want more from this partnership, more from this friendship, more from this connection. And what are we going to choose now that's best for both of us? So there can be a revival in these partnerships. And at the same time, the ones where you realize we're not on the same page, we don't want the same things, we don't have much in common anymore, you're also going to have insights around that. Because there's something around your personal responsibility to yourself. And maybe you're realizing, wow, I abandoned what I need for the peace and harmony of this connection. But how much peace and harmony is there when you internally are not peaceful, when you internally are not happy, or you're resentful? So we're going to see relational dynamics shifting and coming up. This energy has already been in play. If you'll recall, last April, we had our first Aries solar eclipse that was squaring Pluto, and that was at 29 degrees of Aries. So you could look back and be like, wow, I've really felt this internal pressure and push to know more of who I am now, but by realizing that, I'm also seeing which connections are no longer a fit for me. And depending on your chart, of course, this could have been an important eclipse for you or not. Keep in mind that eclipses, even though we all feel the energy and it's working with us collectively, they work with you more personally when they are directly connected to a planet or point in your chart. And so we've been moving through some kind of deeper internal process around our sense of self. And that's going to pick up here as we move to our second Aries solar eclipse at 19 degrees of Aries. That will be on April 8th, exactly conjunct Chiron. And that is going to initiate something of a healing rebirth. And this could be something that shows you what you've healed, what you've moved through. This could also show you where more of your own healing soul medicine is required. And I think of Chiron as our soul medicine. You know, what we need to give ourselves and how we need to take care of ourselves in a more loving, compassionate manner. So keep in mind that each of us is moving through something that we're probably not talking about, that we're not giving voice to it. It's very private. It's internal. It's something that maybe you're keeping it close to your chest and you're just aware of what is shifting in you that is often uncomfortable. You know, these are not like easy, graceful energies. They require us to look at something at a core level and to be brutally honest with who we are now and where we're going. And so I feel like as we get closer to the energy of this Libra lunar eclipse, which is trining Pluto, there are some self-realizations that we are arriving at for the first time in our lives. That's part of this energy. We've never been here before. You're meeting a new part of yourself that you could not have met before. And yet here it is. And it will change your frequency, your energy, your needs, what you're about, what you want, which will reverberate out and affect others as well. And again, it can work with those connections in a very positive, uplifting way. It can be very truthful, and it can also show you what is out of alignment with this new part of yourself that you've been meeting and understanding. So as we move through the second half of March and into April, the energies ramp up. And yes, we still have that Mercury retrograde at the same time, which wants us to slow it down, think it through, be with ourselves, be in your own aura and energy more. And that is one of the higher ways of working with this Mercury in Aries retrograde. So changes are definitely in the works, and these are bigger changes that unfold over the course of at least 6 months, which is typically what we reference for each eclipse. But with Pluto's involvement, Pluto takes us deeper and into more of an evolutionary process that actually doesn't always have a timeline. And that can be hard for our mind or for the parts of ourselves that want to know, okay, where's the finish line? When's the due date? When is this over? Well, Pluto instigates something that isn't meant to have an exact end date. And that's why these energies can be so intense and life-changing, because you're moving through something that becomes its own transformative experience. And that will definitely be the case for any of you who have in your charts planets or points between 0 to 9 degrees of the air signs and the fire signs, and more specifically, planets or points between 1 to 5 degrees of the air signs and the fire signs. This eclipse is really bringing up what you're ready to move towards next, or even what you're not ready to move towards next. And the universe is saying, it's time. We're doing this. The train is here and you got to jump on it, because this is your ticket to ride. So there's a lot of energy with this first eclipse and the second eclipse. And you could feel like things are speeding up, Like, you've got to do the thing. You've got to take action. You're ready to go. You know, there's something that maybe you've just been waiting and trusting. And then the energy shifts and you're like, I'm on it. I'm doing this. Let's go. So trust that for yourself, because that's the energy speaking to you so beautifully, so clearly, which is always confirmation of divine timing. Always confirmation. When you're feeling that energy and you're ready to go for it, that's the universe giving you green lights that things are lining up, that it is a beautiful time to simply trust that and make moves as you feel ready to go for it. Now, after we enter into Aries season is when Mercury in Aries will start to be in his shadow and will make a conjunction to Chiron at 18 degrees of Aries. And this is actually the first of three conjunctions between Mercury and Chiron. And we know that Chiron is also a big player in the upcoming Aries solar eclipse. So I feel that this Chiron is really important in helping to ensure you're not repeating a wounding cycle, that you are not speaking or approaching something from your wounded self or a victim consciousness. Rather, there is a strengthening here that Chiron wants you to embody. And I feel it as rewriting a story, understanding it in a more self-empowering light around what you were learning, what you were experiencing, even if it was painful and it opened up some wounds and brought about the tears and was very difficult to move through. I feel like this Mercury retrograde over Chiron is that we're understanding what has been supporting us through a healing journey and to begin to wrap our minds around it. And I think that's one way to look at this Mercury conjunct Chiron that we'll have three times as Mercury goes retrograde. So the first time being March 20th, maybe there's something here that you're understanding in a whole new way. And Chiron is asking you to see it from a healed perspective, to see it in a way that supports who you are, that's loving and compassionate to yourself, and also to keep it open for more of that story to come through, more of that energy to arrive as Mercury will continue to dance with Chiron. And because it's in Aries, Aries can be too subjective at times and too self-involved. And I feel like part of the Chiron in Aries has been opening that up to understand more universal themes, more common threads with others, to not take it so damn personally, and to understand that it's just your experience. It's just one experience among billions. And if you can step away from it a little bit more and detach in a way that gives you a new healthy perspective, that can also help lessen the wound. Now, at the same time, Mercury conjunct Chiron can open up a wound. It can open it all up again. And here you are thinking about it or talking about it or needing to talk about it all over again. So that can certainly happen as well. And whatever it is, it's going to be part of the Mercury retrograde and the solar eclipse energies in April. So again, March 20th, Mercury conjunct Chiron in Aries at 18 degrees, which is right near the Aries solar eclipse that's at 19 degrees. It's opening up something, giving you insight into what the healing cycle is for you, how far you've come with it, where you're at now, and also asking you to check in on what is the appropriate soul medicine. What do I need right now that would be good for my soul, remind me of who I truly am, and support where I'm at now in a more compassionate, loving way? This can also help you break out of any victim mentality, which Chiron can definitely bring up, but that would be exactly what could be healed and shifted during this energy cycle. So all in all, this is a week of energetic transitions that you can use intentionally to reflect on what you've been moving through over the past year. What are the lessons learned? Where has the healing occurred? Where have you developed more confidence and strength in who you are? And then how you take those insights and that deeper knowingness forward as we begin a new cycle with Aries season. It's also important to understand how the North Node is working with you right now in Aries, what it's opening up, because the nodes of fate are directly connected to eclipse cycles. That's how and why we have eclipses, is with these nodes. And so the North Node in Aries is moving around your chart, initiating a new beginning that you haven't had for at least 19 years. So make sure that you're following that, you're tracking it, and be sure to join my Nodes of Fate course where we go through these themes. You understand what that North Node in Aries is revealing to you and what has your name on it, as well as what you are graduating from through those Libra South Node energies and what's coming up for you there around what you no longer need, what is not serving you, where you're ready to upgrade your relationship skills and to look at, maybe I've been too lazy in this, or maybe I haven't been a good communicator. Maybe I can be a better partner or be more aware of the give and take dynamics that are in play in my life. So these are ways to understand the bigger themes. And when you're tracking it in your chart, it just makes sense. So be sure to check out my Nodes of Fate course so that you can see this in your life. And you basically have a heads up of where these changes are unfolding for you. You can also find all of my current courses and offerings at mollymccord.online. And if you have a birthday coming up here in March and April, you definitely want to check out the Solar Return course. If you've already bought it, you get to sign back in and go through it again. So that's how I designed this, that you buy it once and then you come and understand the journey every year on your birthday. So be sure and check out the Solar Return course so that you can see where your solar return sun is located this year, what house it's in. That's really important. You also want to know where the solar return moon is located, because that's where you have more changes that show up over the next 12 months. And if your birthday's in April, oh, this is important, and it's during Mercury retrograde in Aries, that means your solar return cycle with the Mercury retrograde is a year to get caught up, is a year to take care of business and look at what you need to redo in your life. It's basically a solar return year of reconsidering, reprioritizing, redoing. And you want to know this because it could feel difficult to get something started when you have a Mercury retrograde in your solar return. And if you're aware of that, you can approach it mindfully. You can say, okay, this is a year where I need to take care of these things instead of putting all this pressure on myself to do all this new stuff. So this is why you want to know your solar return, so that you can work with these energies more purposefully. And you can also understand how you're either working with the universe or working against it. And I feel like any birthday that occurs, any solar return during Mercury retrograde, you want to understand that it's a year of catching up. And that can be hard for the Aries energy that wants to initiate and do something new. So that's my little PSA there for any of you that have birthdays in April. As always, I'll be back every Monday and Wednesday. Thank you so much for joining me for this podcast. I'm deeply grateful for your time, energy, and presence. I hope that this has supported you and that at least one message has resonated with you. And I look forward to connecting with you again soon. Have a beautiful journey through the Aries equinox point, and I'll see you back here soon.